Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, July 11th, and coming up in today's episode. Comedian Kapil Sharma's Canada Cafe attacked over religious jokes. Tesla soft launches before officially entering Indian market. Siddaramaiah's strong claims on Gandhi support. And speculations rife in international media regarding AI 171 crash probe report. Actor-comedian Kapil Sharma's Caps Cafe was shot at on Wednesday night, local Canada time, by Khalistani terrorists over allegedly insensitive jokes towards Nihang Sikh community. Khalistani terrorist Harjeet Singh Laddi took the responsibility for the attack, and in a social media post he said that in an episode of Kapil Sharma's comedy show, The Kapil Sharma Show, a character made some humorous remarks about the dress or behavior of Nihang Sikhs, which hurt religious sentiments. Meanwhile, reports show that security around Kapil Sharma's home in Mumbai, along with his set where he shoots his comedy show, has been beefed up in anticipation. Going back to the attack on Wednesday, a man sitting in a car fired at least 9 shots at a window of the newly opened cafe. Fortunately, no one was seriously harmed in the attack. Responding to the incident, Caps Cafe shared a message from the heart, stating that the team is processing this shock but not giving up. In a message shared on Instagram, the Caps Cafe noted that the intersection of violence with the dream is heartbreaking. It also thanked its fans for the support and urged them to stand firm against violence. Quote, "We opened Caps Cafe with hopes of bringing warmth, community and joy through delicious coffee and friendly conversation. To have violence intersect with that dream is heartbreaking. We are processing this shock, but we are not giving up. Thank you for your support. Your kind words, prayers and memories shared via DM mean more than you know. This cafe exists because of your belief in what we are building together. Let's stand firm against violence and ensure Caps Cafe remains a place of warmth and community. From all of us at Caps Cafe, thank you and see you soon under better skies." Unquote. The team signed off the message with hope and gratitude and used hashtag support Caps Cafe Canada. The cafe opened on July 4th and Khalistani terrorist Laddi had taken responsibility for the shooting. According to officials, Laddi is one of anti-terror agency NIA's most wanted terrorists and is associated with the Babbar Khalsa International. He is said to have ordered the shooting because he was offended by these jokes against Nihangs. Quote, "These remarks were considered to hurt the religious sentiments of Nihang Sikhs. This mockery is a mockery of Sikh spiritual traditions and the dignity of Nihang Sikhs. No religion or spiritual identity can be made fun of in the guise of comedy," the post read. Laddi reportedly tried to contact Kapil Sharma's manager but did not receive a response. "All our calls were ignored," he said in the post. Tesla, Elon Musk-owned electric vehicle manufacturer, has shown clear interest in entering the Indian car market before, but now there are clearer hints about its entry. Before its official entry into the country, the brand has been continuously testing the Tesla Model Y. In recent months, the electric vehicle has been spotted testing multiple times on Indian roads. Thus, it is expected that it would be one of the first launches in the country, along with the Model 3. It is also worth mentioning that all units spotted in the past were updated model-wise, also known as the Juniper. These were covered in camouflage and had red plates from Karnataka. The latest iteration of the Tesla Model Y features special design updates compared to its predecessor. The front end now sports a sleeker light, giving the electric vehicle a more modern look. While the overall shape remains unchanged, the back of the vehicle now includes connected taillights. Various paint color options enhance the design, including pearl white, stealth gray, deep blue metallic ultra red, quicksilver, and diamond pack. Inside, there are only 2 color choices available, all black or all white. The Tesla Model Y offers a single configuration option to boost its performance. The vehicle is equipped with an all-wheel drive system alongside a long-range battery. It boasts an EPA-rated range of 526 km. The brand will open its first dealership in Mumbai, followed by the second one in Mumbai, with this The first car of the brand is expected to be launched in the country in the coming few months around festive season. Most probably, it will be sold in the country as a completely imported unit. Earlier, a report by Bloomberg suggested that the imported units were valued at ₹27.69 lakh, with over 21 lakh rupees in import duty, giving an idea of what the price tag of the car would look like for a purchaser in India. Karnataka Chief Minister Siddaramaiah has doubled down in the power struggle with his deputy D.K. Shivakumar, claiming the full support of the Congress top leaders, including the Gandhi family, lies with him. Siddaramaiah told NDTV he could not continue in his post without the party's backing. The veteran politician made it clear he intends to see through the five-year term that began in 2023, hopefully putting an end to the rumours that there is a mutiny brewing among his deputies. Quote, "The question of leadership is not with the high command. Shivakumar's challenge has been resolved. I'm getting the full support of the Congress high command. Wouldn't have continued if they had not supported me," the chief minister told NDTV today in Delhi. But last evening's meeting with Randeep Surjewala, the Congress troubleshooter's visit to Bengaluru last week to broker another truce, suggests all is not well in the state. Siddaramaiah and D.K. Shivakumar are both in the city, ostensibly to discuss party appointments and invite Defence Minister Rajnath Singh for a state event. Quote, "Yesterday Shivakumar and I met Surjewala. We discussed appointments to remaining municipal boards and corporations and opportunities for party workers. He's coming again to Bengaluru on July 16th and we will finalise the list," the Chief Minister said, adding, "The meeting was incomplete." Siddaramaiah's half-full support message today follows yesterday's no vacancy for the Chief Minister post declaration and underlines his resolve to hold firm to that position. Quote, "D.K. Shivakumar himself said that there is no vacation for the Chief Minister post. There is no 50-50 formula. I'm the Chief Minister of Karnataka," Siddaramaiah told reporters. The 50-50 formula was a remark made by certain members of the Congress fraternity as well as outsiders that after the 2023 win, it was decided that Shivakumar and Siddaramaiah would share the chief ministerial post for 2.5 years each. The Congress's joy at victory over the BJP had been quickly replaced by tension as Siddaramaiah and DKS had squabbled over who would become the chief minister. DKS, credited with orchestrating the party's win in 2023, was hoping to be suitably rewarded, but the Congress opted for Siddaramaiah, who had the support of the MLAs. There was then talk of Siddaramaiah agreed to step down halfway through his term, which will be in September. Over the past few weeks, that deal has been repeatedly referred to by MLAs loyal to Shivakumar, but those loyal to Siddaramaiah have denied any deal. As DKS and Siddaramaiah camps squabbled, and tensions soared, the Congress sent Surjewala to sort out the issue, and he seemed to have done that after DKS, albeit grumpily, backed down. It has been 1 month since the deadly Air India flight EI-171 crash in Ahmedabad, which killed everyone on board, and multiple international media houses have shared reports on it even before the official Indian report on the crash has been released. In most of them, they tried to suggest there was nothing wrong with the Boeing Dreamliner 787-80, especially according to Wall Street Journal. The authorities in India submitted a preliminary report of the crash last week, and the report that offers the first official clues as to what could have caused the aircraft to plummet back to the ground merely 30 seconds after takeoff is expected to be released soon enough. As per rules, the report has to be uploaded within 30 days of the accident. Meanwhile, according to Bloomberg, though not much has been said officially about the Ahmedabad crash, the report would also be quite basic and factual. The report states, if we refer to the previous findings, it is quite unlikely that authorities are unlikely to draw definitive conclusions or assign blame, as their work continues in the coming months to piece together the complicated puzzle of what happened on Boeing's Go 787 Dreamliner on June 12th. The Wall Street Journal posted on X, quote, "The Air India crash probe is focusing on the pilot's actions and hasn't pointed to a problem with Boeing 787 Dreamliner." According to an American media outlet, the switches controlling the fuel supply to both engines of the aircraft were turned off due to the power thrust of the engines ending soon after taking off. However, multiple comments under the news story questioned if the media house was in a hurry to erase any blame from Boeing even before the official report comes out. Pilots usually use these switches to start, turn off, or reset engines in an emergency. According to Bloomberg, what's known as of now is that the aircraft was fully loaded with fuel but quickly lost altitude mere seconds after takeoff before crashing onto the medical hostel, causing several explosions. All but one of the 242 people on board died in that accident, and 30 deaths were reported on the ground. Apologies. The pilot issued one Mayday alert before flight AI-171 crashed in Ahmedabad. Videos that have circulated widely of the plane's takeoff and brief time of the air show that everything is normal until they don't put in the landing gear and very shortly after the aircraft is losing thrust, said Bjorn Firm, an aerospace analyst and former fighter pilot, in an interview to Bloomberg. It is speculated that the power loss seems to happen in both engines at the same time. There was no puff of smoke, which rules out a bird strike, nor a yaw by the aircraft that would be typical if one engine failed first. The 787 Dreamliner and other commercial planes have more than enough power to complete takeoff on a single engine, and pilots are well prepared for that event. So far, investigators also haven't found any evidence that would suggest the crash was caused by a design or mechanical problems, said Bloomberg, adding that with Boeing aircraft or GE engines, according to the people familiar with the matter in their interviews with Bloomberg. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify, and the NDTV News app. This is your host, Anviti, signing off.